This is the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Quentin Slater.
Farmers, it's time to be part of the progress. Plan your trip to Iowa this August for the 2024 Farm Progress Show, where tradition meets innovation. Get ready to experience progress at the leading outdoor farm event in the nation. Witness state-of-the-art tech, engaging demos, and educational issues from industry experts. We'll see you in Boone, Iowa, August 27th through the 29th. Save on tickets now and learn more at farmprogressshow.com.
Approximately 81 million Americans are diagnosed with seasonal allergies or hay fever, which affects 26% of adults and 19% of children. In many rural areas across America, there are three waves of pollen allergy triggers throughout the growing season. Kenneth Mendez is the president and CEO of the Asthma and Allergy Foundation of America.
You know, while we're talking about seasonal allergies, it's primarily pollen, but even within pollen, it might depend on the kind of pollen release. So the allergy season breaks down into three basic parts. The early season is trees blooming, flowers blooming in the springtime. And then when you get into the summer, it's the grasses. As grasses start to bloom, they'll throw off pollen. And then the third season is the fall season, which involves ragweed or weeds in the grasses. And so that's how the seasons go.
There are some strategies to make life easier, including gaining a better understanding of your allergy triggers.
Understand what your triggers are. So you're seeing a specialist, and they can do scratch tests, which will they'll put different types of allergens in your scratch test, and then you'll have a reaction. They'll know what the allergen is. So you'll be able to know that, okay, if I'm allergic to ragweed, that before the fall season, then I should start to take my allergy medication.
Another tip is to make a deliberate effort to keep pollen outside. Pollen releases can be tracked through your local weather station or online. For the rest of this story, make sure to visit our website at iowaagnet.com. While you're there, make sure to sign up for our newsletter, which delivers stories like this to you every single day. Also, make sure to check under our podcast tab to hear our daily Iowa Ag Matters podcast. You've been listening to World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Quentin Slater.